I'm Philip Hallam Baker. I'm the principal scientist of VeriSign, and I've been working on public key cryptography for about 10 years now. The thing about cryptography, and the thing about public key cryptography in particular, is if you know somebody's public key, you can then communicate securely with them, no matter where they are. You can send messages to them, and they can be encrypted, and nobody else can read the contents. You can receive messages from them, and you can be absolutely certain that they haven't been modified by a malicious person en route. So you can protect the confidentiality and integrity of the messages. But the key here is that you've got to know the public key of the other person. And what a digital certificate is, it's a mechanism that allows you to know with a great deal of certainty the public key of the other person. The basic architecture for digital certificates came from the directory world, where the original plan for public key cryptography by Whitfield Diffie had the idea of a directory where you would have a person's name and you would have their public key in that directory. Just like you have a telephone directory, you'd have a public key directory. And that model had a few problems because it meant that you always had to have access to that directory before you could find out their public key. And what people said was, if you take each entry from that directory and you sign them by some authority, well then you can be sure, if you're sure of the authority and you're sure that they do their job right, you can be sure that this is Alice's public key or Bob's public key, and then we can communicate securely. Now, since then the idea has become rather more complicated because we've been working in the real world, we're using public key cryptography to protect financial applications, messages on the internet, payments on the internet, downloading code on the internet. And so that's the technology, the digital certificate technology, that's what protects your payments on the internet. When you go to an e-commerce merchant, if you look in your browser, when you go to the payments piece, there's a little padlock. And that padlock will be open when you're in an insecure part of the internet, and when you're in that part of the internet that's secured by SSL, it will be closed, and if you click on the padlock, it'll tell you something about the person that you're dealing with. So you can be sure that your communication with that merchant are secure, but equally importantly, in fact more importantly, you can be sure that that other person is a real merchant, and not just some guy who's decided to set up a fake website and is collecting your credit card numbers, and they're going to go off and buy something nice for themselves with your credit card. And it's the same technology that we use in AuthentiCode, which is used to protect ActiveX code downloads via the internet. So when you download an ActiveX component, a window comes up saying there's something that wants to add itself to your operating system, and it'll say, this has been signed by, this comes from this particular company, and that statement is signed by a digital certificate authority, such as VeriSign. And that's what we do. We run a very large certificate authority. We've got 500,000 of these digital certificates issued, and those are the foundations on which electronic commerce has been based for the past 10 years.
This was a HelpNet Security Learning Session. Visit us at www.net-security.org.